Right, Saturday morning, bright and early, fairly bright and early, outside the Congregational Hall here in Wivenhoe for the monthly Wivenhoe Farmers Market, which is always good to support, I think especially so now. Now it's getting towards springtime, people are starting to move out outside, and as you approach the Congregational Hall, the first thing you see now is the stall from the good folk of Transition Town Wivenhoe. So Bob's with me. Hello, Bob.
Hi there.
So if you focus really on what's happening here today with your particular stall, it's really mainly about seed swapping and trying to get an interest in growing things locally. Is that right?
That's correct, yeah. We're representing the food group from Transition Town Wivenhoe today, and we're just encouraging people to bring seeds along, take seeds. We've actually got loads and loads of seeds at the moment, so it doesn't really matter if people aren't bringing seeds, but we do ask for a small donation. But we've got herbs, we've got tomatoes, beans, all kinds of things that people can people can take away and grow. And that's quite nice, because people are giving up their seeds that they don't want. You know, often you get 300 seeds in a packet and you don't need them all. So encouraging sharing. Sharing the seeds and growing ideas and tips and that sort of thing.
And it's a perfect time of year, so people are now thinking sort of late March, early April, time to get those seeds in, and hopefully, you know, give it a few months or so, the crop will start to grow. And also here, this is really fascinating me in front. We've got a local map of Wivenhoe.
Yes.
All local stuff, all good. It's a productive tree mapping.
That's so correct, yeah.
What's happening here, please, if you could explain.
Okay, well, there's a few fruit trees around in public spaces. So we're just making people aware, really. So you've got pear trees on De Vere Lane, a quince tree by the woods, hawthorn, hazelnut. There's all kinds of things that are around Wivenhoe that's a free resource.
Help yourself,
so,
basically.
Exactly. So come autumn, you know, this is fruit that will otherwise go to waste.
Yeah.
So we're just promoting the fact that, you know, there is stuff around that people can forage for free.
And it all fits in with the whole transition ethos of being sustainable and doing things locally. It's perfect. I'm just kind of looking around, so looking out down towards the sailing club and down by the river.
Yeah.
Have you got all those as were wonderful rosehips and slow bushes that have now suddenly disappeared?
Yeah, that's...
Which is, yeah, a bit of a shame.
That is a bit of a shame, but we've got... but there are still some blackberries down there in that path that runs away from the sea wall. So, you know, there's still some rose.
Yeah, I think if you head out towards Alsford, there's some small bushes there.
Yeah,
but I just wasn't aware. I think this is really the upside of having seen that destruction down there by the quay and like down by the river. Mm-hmm. I had no idea we had like these almond trees, hazelnut trees, hawthorns, all that are growing locally, and are there really just to harvest and help yourself.
Absolutely, yeah.
Which is perfect. Yeah, yeah. So that's great, Bob. So that is a few things happening here at the farmers market with the Transition Town Wivenhoe, and in particular the whole food group and the idea of sustainability.
Mm-hmm.
Is it worth any kind of brief updates, what's happening in the wider context of the group? Things with the Station Master's House, any news or things to report?
There's no news on the Station Master's House at the moment, but what I'm doing at the moment is a home energy assessment scheme. So I can talk about that a bit. What we're doing is offering a service where we go, we visit people's houses at their invitation, and we take an energy monitor along with us. We wire it up to their electricity, and it can show people how much electricity they're using at any one time. And it's really quite revealing. You put the kettle on, and suddenly it will jump up to sort of using 1,000 watts and things like that, and it really helps people to see how much energy they're using.
And just got to really focus on, so if you put a half kettle full of water, how that's kind of really eating up and how you can make it much more
absolutely
sustainable.
Yeah, absolutely. And and we also pass on basic energy advice around insulation and how to heat homes efficiently and that sort of thing. We've had some training from the Energy Saving Trust that we're going to pass on, so we're doing our first round of visits in the next couple of weeks.
Wow, so that's all good stuff.
So that's all starting, yeah.
All local as well, and you've got a few more customers turning up, so maybe I should free you up.
Okay,
so thank you.
Thank you.
So it's been Bob from Transition Town Wivenhoe. Go to the blog, just Google Transition Town Wivenhoe. It's all growing, blooming.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.